No balls and two strikes. McGuire on deck. Buchanan to follow. Chubb on the first base side of the rubber, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Degatti down on strikes for the first time tonight. It's the second out of this fifth inning. Max McGuire, Come As You Are. One of my favorite walk-up songs between these Raptors. Don't tell them, though. I don't want to seem like I'm picking favorites. Max, 1-for-2 tonight. He singled last time up in the fourth inning to lead off the frame. A chance here. Could have one big swing of the bat to tie this contest. Hit his first home run away from Winterfield in game two of that road trip. Swing and a drive and a breaking ball into left field, but the yard's going to hold this one in. It's Preston Knotts to make the grab and retire the side. The Raptors leave two aboard. They've been shut out through five innings from historic Winterfield. 3-0. We head to the sixth. It's Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah. It's,
and on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Evan Parmer threw 24 pitches in his first inning of relief for the Raptors, taking Zach Boss's place here tonight. It is 3-0 Fond du Lac in the first of four straight ball games between the Dock Spiders and the Raptors. And it's here at historic Winterfield. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you on WFHR. Thanks so much for spending your Thursday nights here with us. Two runs in the top of the first for Fondy, and they added one in the fifth as well. Raptors shut out through five innings in their home yard. For Fondy in this inning, 4-5-6, righty-lefty, righty do-up. It's Tyler Cootway, the third baseman, taking a first-pitch fastball for ball one out of the hand of Parmer. Cootway 0-for-2 in this ballgame as the 1-0 misses up and in. Did it hit him? Yes, it did. Cootway reaching for the first time in this ballgame, and he's on to lead off this sixth inning. Tyler Nicis, the left-handed hitting first baseman, is 1-for-2 in the battle. Doubled in the first, struck out swinging against Voss to lead off the fourth inning. How about Noah Chubb, 5 scoreless for the Fondy right-hander, throwing 77 pitches thus far tonight. First pitch, missing low and away on Nicis for ball one. 3 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Fondy. No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for your Raptors thus far. Third matchup between the two teams this season, one win and a loss per side. The 1-0 to Nicis on the inside corner. That fastball is called a strike to even it at 1-1. Drew Berrigan on deck, Canterbury to follow. Raptors will look for some life on offense when we get to the home half of inning six, that being Buchanan, Boston, and Schaefer, 5-6-7 due up. The 1-1 pickoff move, though, to check in on the runner at first, that being Cootway prior to the pitch. Parmer, most right-handers on this team work out of the stretch on the first base side. He works on the third base side. The 1-1 pitch. This one hit in the air down the left field line. And it'll end up in the Raptor bullpen. A ball and two strikes. Parmer ahead. Let's see what he goes with on his put-away delivery here. The 1-2 on the outside corner. Got him looking. Nice is down on strikes for the first down of the inning. Hitting from the right side, it's Drew Berrigan, the second baseman. Armor a pitch away from getting the Raptors out of this inning. Berrigan 0-for-2, popped out to the shortstop back in the first inning to end the inning. That's being McIntosh, also ground out to third in the fourth. First pitch to a misses high. Matthew back pick over to first, not in time. Good thought there from Jack. The count begins 1-0 on the Embry-Riddle Aeronautical product. Say that 10 times fast. Along with Berrigan, it's tonight's starting pitcher for Fondy, Noah Chubb, hailing from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical. Good finds for Douglas Coe, the 1-0. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Two balls and no strikes on Berrigan. Was the opening day shortstop way back when? Feels like a different lifetime when these two teams met 29 games ago. And set the belt, Palmer's 2-0. Fastball, this one blooped in the air, shallow center. Teal coming in, McElfatrick drawing back. Teal laying out, and he made that play. The throw to first off the glove of McGuire. They're unable to double him up. But how about that? Aiden Teal in his third game as a Raptor, his second highlight reel play in center field. Flashing the leather, losing the ball cap in the process. It is the second out of the inning, and Cootway remains on first for Donovan Canterbury. Canterbury is 0-for-2 in this ballgame, struck out swinging in the first. He last ended the fourth inning with a line out to the third baseman, Grayson Schaefer. A throw down in the dirt, McGuire unable to pick it from Teal. Would have been an inning-ending 8-3 double play. Prior to the first pitch to Canterbury, a pickoff move to check in on the runner at first base. After Canterbury, it's Cade Sikorski, the right-handed hitting catcher. First pitch. Breaking ball, catching the top of the zone from Parmer. It's called a strike. 82 on that delivery from the VMI product. Raptors, some more action down the line. Appears to be Michael Perello, the right-hander from UC Irvine, warming up. A one pitch, breaking ball, missing the inside corner. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Back-to-back breaking balls there for Parmer. Looking over at first, McGuire holding on. Adam Cootway, 1-1. Fastball tapped out in front of the mound. Parmer fields, sets his feet, throws to first in time. It's a 1-3 putout to retire at the side, but how about that play from Aiden Teal, leaving one on of the Dock Spiders. We head to the home half of the sixth inning. 3-0 the score on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. Oh. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Brief delay prior to starting the home half of the sixth inning from historic Winterfield, but for an adorable and cute reason. Puppy parade here right behind home plate. Austin Cutts, the new pitcher in the ballgame for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, not looking too pleased, so his warm-up having to be delayed just a couple of minutes. It's 3-0 Fondy against your Raptors. 3 runs, 5 hits, and an error for the Dock Spiders. No runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors for your Raptors. Andy Yakum, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you as always on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio, on your Civic Media apps. Thanks so much for hanging out here with us tonight. Tall drink of water. His Cuts, the 6'7 right-hander, fires a first-pitch breaking ball with a lot of movement on it to Buchanan, swinging and missing for strike one. Buchanan in this ballgame out of the 5 spot, 0 for 2. Pair of groundouts over to the third baseman, Cootway. Another breaking ball from Cuts right over the heart of the plate. It's called a strike. Cuts a 7.5 ERA and a 1.83 whip. The Hartford, Wisconsin native, a 6'7 freshman from Canasus College. An 0-1 record in his 6 outings this season. 0-2, swing and a miss. Chasing at the breaking stuff is Buchanan. Tripling up on the off-speed there is Cuts for the first out of the inning. An inning pitched against Battle Creek on June 20th, the last outing for Cuts. He allowed 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned. Walked 2 and struck out 1 Battle Creek hitter in the 7 that he faced. Has a couple of 3-inning outings this season against Green Bay and Kalamazoo in consecutive appearances on June 10th and June 14th. Trotter, Boston has reached once in this ballgame, that being on an error a frame ago. A breaking ball from Cuts is called a strike. He's gone 4 breaking balls in the 4 pitches he's thrown here tonight. Noah Chubb, 5 shutout against the Raptors. He allowed 4 hits, walked 2 and struck out 2 on 77 pitches. The 0-1 delivery. This one hit on the ground, foul down the first baseline. It's quickly 0-2 on the Raptor designated hitter in this ballgame. Bark in the park, not as always, and he... boatload of dogs walking right behind home plate onto the field, and it's all right if play is delayed for that exact reason. It was a very great sight to have, and always fun having the pups here at the yard, and you even hear them at the home plate club down below barking at one another. 0-2, breaking ball, got him swinging. Boston down on strikes, a couple of punch outs, and a lot of breaking balls thrown for Cuts here in this sixth inning. Grayson Schaefer is 0-2. Ground out 3 unassisted to end the third inning. Struck out swinging back in the fourth. We'll see what Cuts goes with first pitch here. I'm going to guess breaking ball. The first two Raptor hitters in this inning seemed all out of sorts. Here it comes, and it's a curveball that misses high. When we get to the top of the seventh, 8-9-1, due up Cade Zukoski. Preston Knott and Caden Shapiro for the second time in this ballgame and in 3 innings. The 1-0 pitch. Another breaking ball missing down in the dirt. Schaefer ahead here 2-0. It's McIntosh on deck, and then it's Aiden Teal. Bottom third of the Raptor order for the third time in this ballgame. 2-0. Fastball missing down and away in the dirt. Three balls, no strikes on the Raptor third baseman. Evan Parmer working two innings out of the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids, allowing a run on a hit. He's thrown 36 pitches in the two innings. The 3-0 delivery from Cutts. Breaking ball right over the heart of the plate. That's called a strike. Another right-hander throwing down the line for Fondi. These bullpens will get very used to one another in terms of stabs on the mound and at the dish. 3-1 breaking ball. This is up and away for ball four. Five-pitch walk drawn by Schaefer. He's aboard for the first time tonight with two outs in the sixth inning. Kyler McIntosh, 1-for-2 tonight. The Columbus, Indiana native singled to lead off the third and flew out to Preston Knott in left field to end the fourth inning. Aiden Teal in the on-deck circle after a highlight reel grab to make the second out of the sixth inning, a diving play in center field. Starting off, McIntosh with a breaking ball is cuts, but it misses down low for ball one. Looking at the Raptors, four hits tonight, no extra base hits. The 1-0 pitch misses away. They have a base hit from Jorge Degatti, Max McGuire, and most recently Jack Matheny. McIntosh, his bunt hit was the second of the contest for Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-0 home. Fastball, high chopper on the ground, left side. It's gloved by the third baseman, that being Cootway, and throws the first in time to retire the side. All the Raptors can muster here in the sixth inning is a five-pitch walk to Grayson Schaefer with two outs. We're already through six innings of play from historic Winter Field. 3-0 the score. Evan Palmer back out to the mound for the top of the seventh, facing the 8-9-1 spots in the Fondi order on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top seven here at Winter Field. It's 3-0 Fondi leading your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors on this Thursday night. Andy Yockum, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you on WFHR. It's the 8-9-1 spots for the Dock Spiders to face Evan Parmer in this inning. Cade Sikorski struck out swinging back in the second. Last trip up reached on a throwing error from Grayson Schaefer to lead off the fifth inning. Three runs, five hits, and an error for Fondi. No runs, four hits, two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Game 30 of this season. First pitch from Parmer to Sikorski swung on and missed for strike one. Raptors get one day to not be on that coach bus, and then they're back on it for back-to-back days tomorrow and Saturday against these Dock Spiders at Air Baker Field. The 0-1 breaking ball fouled back by Sikorski. Quickly nothing and two on the Dock Spider catcher. The left-handed hitting left fielder Preston Knott on deck. The other corner outfielder for the Dock Spiders, right fielder Caden Shapiro in the top of the order, will follow. 0-2 pitch, just missing up top for ball one. Post-stretch here at Winter Field, it'll be the 9-1-2 spots to go up for Wisconsin Rapids. Aiden Teal, Owen McElpatrick, and Jack Matthey. The 1-2. This one, hit in the air left center field. That is going to split the gap and get down for extra bases potentially. Shapiro hits the bag at first, but a strong throw in from Walker Buchanan holds the Dock Spider catcher at first with a leadoff single. Raptor fans, as mentioned after tonight, just one more home game in the first half of the season, that being on Sunday, but in the second half of the campaign. So many more ball games to make your way out to, 20 to be exact. And if you're coming in from out of town to watch the Raptors this summer, there's no better place to do so than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. A lot of them could be here in attendance tonight. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from Palmer to the left-handed hitting Preston Knott, fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Knott 1-for-2 tonight, singled and scored back in the fifth. Ground out to second base to start his evening in the second. The 0-1. Fastball swung on and missed on the inner third. Tardy on that was Knott. It's now 0-2. 90 on that heater for the Virginia Military Institute attendee, Evan Palmer. 8 on the pitch clock. The right-hander set. The 0-2. This one in on the hands, hit high in the air, deep right field. Degatti back in front of the warning track at the wall, and he makes the grab. Right up against the Delta Dental sign in foul territory for the first out of the inning. Top of the order we go for the fourth time with Fondi and Caden Shapiro. Shapiro has reached twice tonight in his three plate appearances. He flew out to center back in the first, doubled in the third, and reached on a 1-5 fielder's choice in the fifth inning. Palmer potentially a pitch away from getting the Raptors back into the dugout if he can generate a ground ball off Shapiro's bat here. First pitch to Shapiro, hits this one in the air left side. Heading out near foul territory is Schaefer, but that one is going to find the rat trap. Down the third baseline, count begins 0-1 on Shapiro. It'll be Connor Cooney on deck, Parker Knoll to follow. Top of the Fondi order, looking to add some insurance here as we enter the latter part of this ballgame. Right-hander Palmer set, 16 on the pitch clock, the 0-1 home. Just missing the outside corner to even it at a ball and a strike. Let's go back to the Northwoods League scoreboard, shall we? It's always important not only to keep the most important attention here, what's going on in front of us tonight, but what's going on across the league. 1-1. This is up and away for ball two. How about the Kokomo Jackrabbits? Just 6 outs away from their 5th win of the season, they lead Battle Creek on the road at MCCU Field by the score of 14-3. The 2-1 pitch. This is inside on a breaking ball for Palmer. Now 3-1 the count on Shapiro. A comeback at Homer Stryker Field, home to Kalamazoo Growlers. The Traverse City Pittsfielders trailed at 7-3. There's now 8-7. Pittsfielders in the bottom of the 8th. The 3-1 perfect hitters count for Shapiro, looking for one pitch and one pitch only. It's that middle fastball. Gets a fastball on the outside corner. It's called a strike. Shapiro tossed his bat ever so slightly down the first base line, but he'll have to retrieve his lumber and step back into the left-handed batter's box here for the 3-2. Big toss coming here for Palmer. Looking to collect his third strikeout of the ballgame. 3-2, hit in the air, left field, Buchanan. Camps underneath it, under the lights, to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Two down, back-to-back flyouts induced by Palmer. It'll bring up the two-hole hitter, Connor Cooney. Looking at Cooney, he's reached twice tonight, singled and scored in the first. Hit by a pitch in the third. Struck out swinging his last time up against Palmer in the fifth inning. First pitch. On the inside corner, hit on the ground over to first. That's off the glove of McGuire, retrieves. And how about that? All in one motion, tagging out Cooney down the first baseline. 3 unassisted to end the frame. Leadoff single here in the seventh is all Fondi can generate. It's stretch time at Winter Field. 3-0 the score, 9-1-2. to step up to the plate when we return from historic Winterfield. Don't go anywhere. It's Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Post-stretch, and we got some Lincoln Park blaring at Winterfield. 3-0 the score. The Raptors trail the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders in the third matchup between the two teams this season. And it's the first of four straight battles to close out the first half of the campaign. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, with you on WFHR, whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320 on your Civic Media apps. Thanks so much for spending your Thursday night here with us in Wisconsin Rapids. 9-1-2 to lead off the inning against right-hander Austin Cutts, Aiden Teal, Owen McElfatrick, and Jack Matthey. Aiden Teal in his first ball game at Winterfield, a diving grab to make the second out in the sixth inning against Drew Berrigan, is still looking for his first hit in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch breaking ball from the right-hander Cutts on the outer third to Teal is called a strike. Teal picked up his first hit with the club in his second game with Wisconsin Rapids yesterday in Green Bay, but is looking for his first home knock here in his third plate appearance. The right-hander Cutts out of the windup, a one breaking ball, check swing. Did he go on the appeal? Yes, he did, says crew chief Brett Mile down the third baseline. It's quickly 0-2 on Teal. Teal drew a 7-pitch walk in the third. He flew out to left back in the fifth inning. It was a 6:35 first pitch tonight. We're coming up on the two-hour mark, and we're already in the bottom of the seventh. Cut set the 0-2. This is away, a ball and two strikes now. Owen McElfatrick in the on-deck circle has reached twice for the Raptors tonight. He's hoping to step up to the plate with Teal on base. He went 2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. He is down on strikes for the first out of this inning. McElfatrick grounded out to third base back in the first inning. Reached on a 1-5 fielder's choice in the third and drew a 4-pitch walk in the fifth. A lot of zeros up on that scoreboard here tonight at Winterfield. 2 runs in the first, 1 in the fifth for Fondi. 3 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Dock Spiders. No runs on 4 hits and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The first pitch from Cutts to McElfatrick. Shocker, it's off speed, and it's on the outside corner for a called strike. Billy Matthew on deck to Gotti to follow. 7 right-handed batters to 2 lefties in Kirk Schreider's lineup this evening. The 0-1. Another breaking ball missing low and away. Count evens a ball and a strike on McElfatrick. Number 36, Michael Perella warming up in the Raptor bullpen. Could be coming into the eighth inning after 3 innings out of the pen for Evan Parmer. 1-1 breaking ball hit on a line. That one is foul near the Raptor bullpen. Down the left field line. Now a ball and 2 strikes on the Raptor second baseman. Wisconsin Rapids in danger of being shut out for a third time this season. And it'll be the second in just three games. They can't put up a run here tonight. Still plenty of time to do so, though. One out, nobody on, bottom seven, the 1-2. Sink downstairs off the tip of home plate. Count evens, two balls, two strikes again here in this battle on Owen McElpatrick. The teams that opened up the season against one another, each at their home yards. Crazy to think how much changes in just 4 weeks. 2-2, ripped in the air, center field. Trotting back, Cooney out near the right center warning track to make the grab. Two up, two down for cuts here in the seventh. It'll be up to Jack Matthew to try and kickstart some two-out magic here for Wisconsin Rapids. You look at how much has changed in all that time, like I continue to say. So you talk about Miles Vandenhoevel, a former Raptor, now in the Doc Spider bullpen. Miles led off and played center field at Air Baker Field on May 27th. First pitch to Matthew from cuts, a breaking ball missing low and away. A ball and no strikes are count. When we get to the top of the eighth, 3-4-5, the heart and soul of the order, two up for Fondi, Parker Knoll, Adam Kootway, and Tyler Nisus. 1-0 breaking ball, two hopper on the ground over to short, Canterbury gloves and throws to first, taking the first baseman off the bag, Nisus. And he did not tag Matthew. He thought he did. He's in there safely, and it for Jack Matthew finding himself aboard with two outs here in the seventh. Could be just what the Raptors needed as Douglas Coe making his way out of the dugout, and we're already going to have a conference between our umpire and crew. It's the second time the three have met here tonight. Could we have a overturned 6-3 putout and a 1-2-3 inning for Austin Cutts to end the inning, or will the Raptors remain on offense with Jorge Degatti set to do battle next? They're going to call him safe. Jack Matthew is on first base with two outs for Jorge Degatti. Tying run of the ballgame in the on-deck circle with Max McGuire, so Jorge needs to find his way on here. The Raptors want to get the tying run to the dish here in this inning. Waiting to see what it's scored. It will be an E6 for Matthew to reach. It's his second time aboard in this ballgame. Jack singled back in the fifth. Jorge Degatti tonight, he's 1-for-3. Singled in the first, grounded out, three unassisted in the third. He struck out swinging in the fifth. Prior to the first pitch to Degatti, a pickoff move to give Matthew a look over at first base. Obviously don't know pitching matchups and such for the rest of these. We're going to call it a four-game set, even though a series in the Northwoods League is classified as two teams playing more than one game in a row in the same venue. So I guess starting tomorrow, it's the beginning of a two-game series against Fondi, but in this four-game stretch, as the first pitch from the right-hander misses outside to Degatti for ball one. Count a ball and no strikes on the Raptor right fielder. Degatti looking to get one to drive here. Fastball, the next delivery from Cutts. It misses low and inside. Two balls and no strikes now on Degatti. We'll have a mound visit here prior to the 2-0 pitch on Degatti. You're just joining us, folks. A two-run homer for Parker Knoll back in the first is what got Fondi on the board in this ballgame. They added another in the fifth after Preston not reached on a pass ball. Rapids off the scoreboard thus far. They were also shut out two nights ago in Ashwaubenon against the Green Bay Rockers. Wisconsin Rapids only putting up two last night. So if you look back to their last 18 pluses, now the 24-25 innings for Wisconsin Rapids, they've scored two runs. A rough stretch for the offense, but the pitching has done its part. At least Pryor and Waterloo keeping the fort held down. Outscored in that Green Bay series, though, 18-2. The first pitch out of the mound visit to Degatti, a breaking ball in the inside corner, is called a strike. 67 on that soft toss there from Cutts. Still ahead is Jorge looking for that fastball to go get here. He doesn't get a fastball. He gets another breaking ball low and away in the driver's seat. And that perfect hitter's count here is Jorge at three balls and a strike. That middle fastball is speaking to Degatti right now. Will he get it here from the right-hander Austin Cutts? The next pitch. Breaking ball missing up and away for ball four. The tying run will come to the plate here for the Raptors in the bottom of the seventh inning. 5-pitch walk drawn by Jorge. It'll bring up Max McGuire. 1-for-3 tonight is Max. Mentioned in his first home run away from Witter Field in the second game of the Waterloo series. A solo blast to left center field to lead off the top of the third inning. Made it a 5-2 ballgame at the time in favor of Waterloo. Can Max provide another big swing of the bat here at Witter? First pitch, breaking ball from Cutts, misses up and away. Buchanan on deck, then it's Trotter Boston. Trying to give the dogs something to bark about here this evening as a 1-0 breaking ball catches the inside corner for a called strike on McGuire. Tagotti leading off first, Matthew on second. They're not being held. Cutts looks back to second, the 1-1. Fastball tardy on it as McGuire swinging right through it. It is now 1-2. You have to imagine Cutts has gone off speed a ton out of the bullpen with him being ahead here as well. He'll try to bury one. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air right field. Out into foul territory. Drawing out is the first baseman, Nisus, along with Shapiro. It'll drop. We'll do the 1-2 again. McGuire an evening ago. The 12-2 loss for Wisconsin Rapids did have a hit in the third inning. Went hitless in the shutouts Tuesday night. Did was hit by a pitch, though, so he found his way aboard. That Tuesday night game with Chabot getting the win on the Green Bay side and Williams getting the loss. It was a 2-hour and 20-minute affair, the shortest ball game of the season for Wisconsin Rapids. We've hit the 2-hour mark here at Witter Field tonight with a 1-2 pitch in the bottom of the seventh coming to Max McGuire with two on. This one misses low and inside, count evening at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 3-0 if you're just joining us. Fond du Lac leading Wisconsin Rapids in the first of 4 straight games between the two teams to close out the first half of the season. The payoff pitch from Cutts. Breaking ball got him swinging. McGuire down on strikes to retire the side of the rafters. Yet again leave runners on the base paths. And they've been shut out through 7 frames at home. 3-0 the score. We head to the top of the 8th in Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to Rafter Baseball at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the first outing at Witter Field for the right-hander from UC Irvine, Michael Perrello. He enters the fray in the top of the eighth with Wisconsin Rapids trailing 3-0. Andy Yochum, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you on WFHR as the first pitch from the right-hander Perrello to the right-handed hitting Parker Knoll misses low and away for ball one. Evan Palmer's evening is done. Three innings out of the pen for the right-hander from Tampa, Florida and VMI. The 1-0 pitch to the three-hole hitter for Fond du Lac is hit in the air down the right field line. That'll find the seats. Palmer's three innings consisted of him allowing two hits. One run, it was earned. Walked one Doc Spider hitter and struck out two on exactly 50 pitches. From Voss to Palmer to Perrello. Michael throwing in the doubleheader last week at Wausau and in the Waterloo series. As the 1-1 fastball in there for a called strike to make it 1-2. An inning and a third pitched at Waterloo in the 10-8 loss on Sunday. Allowed two hits, four runs. Three of them were earned. Walked one and did not strike out a buck of the nine he faced. The 1-2. Breaking ball, missing low and away. Knowles worked an even count here at 2-2. His first outing in the nightcap at Wausau exactly a week ago in Athletic Park in the 6-3 loss saw him work two innings. And he allowed two hits, one run, which was earned. He walked two and struck out one, also facing nine batters. 2-2 breaking ball from Perrello misses up and in. Now three balls and two strikes are count. Unfortunately for Perrello, he's been on the wrong side of the decision in each of his first two outings as a Raptor. 0-2 and 3 1/3 innings pitched so far this summer. The 3-2 pitch. This one, throwing his hands out, that is Knoll hitting it in the air right field, coming into Gotti near the foul line to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Cleanup hitter Adam Cootway. Hit by a pitch back in the sixth inning. 0-for-2 otherwise with a ground out to third base in the first inning. Grounded out three unassisted over to Max McGuire to end the third frame. Perrello, a Thunder Bay Border Cat, playing for the lone Canadian Northwoods League team a summer ago, pitched in 14 games. Did the Los Alamitos, California native first pitch breaking ball, misses the inside corner for ball one on the right-handed hitting Cootway. 26 1/3 innings pitch with the Border Cats a summer ago. 1-2 the record for Perrello with two saves. An ERA north of 6. The 1-0 pitch, fastball swung on and missed to even the count at 1-1. Noah Chubb, the start today for Fondy. 5 innings of shutout baseball, and Austin Cutts has followed suit with 2 frames of his own. The 1-1 pitch, fastball bounced in for ball 2. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Fondy. No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids this evening. The third of 8 matchups between the two teams this season. The 2-1 pitch. This is down and away. Count now 3-1. As mentioned, getting these 4 straight with Fondy to round out June. Do not see the Doc Spiders in July to these Raptors. They'll catch them again in August. The 3-1 from the right-hander Perrello. This is low and away for ball 4, a 5-pitch walk drawn by Cootway with one out here in the 8th inning. Tyler Nisus is 1-for-3 in this ballgame. It's his second contest with Fondy this summer. Nisus doubled in the first, has since struck out twice, down swinging to lead off the 4th and down looking in the 6th. Righty on lefty battle. Perrello set out of the stretch. First pitch to him. Breaking ball swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Perrello ahead 0-1. We'll see what he goes with here. Goes breaking ball and it misses away. Count evens 1-1. So it'll be 16 home games for Wisconsin Rapids in the first half of the season, 20 in half number 2. How about that? Technically, less travel for the fellas. I'm not sure if that's going to be true bus miles-wise, but by math it is. As 1-1 breaking ball in there for a called strike. Runner takes off for second. The throw down from Matthew is not in time. Sliding in head first safely is Cootway, and it's now a 1-2 count on the 5-hole hitter Nisus. Runner in scoring position. Fondy looking to grow their lead. When we get to the home half of the 8th, the Raptors will send up the 5-6-7 spots. Walker, Buchanan, Trotter, Boston, and Grayson Schaefer. Perrello gives Matthew a look. We'll see what he goes with here. 1-2 being ahead on the Doc Spider first baseman. It's back to second once, now twice. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball, tapped foul out in front of the Fondi dugout down the first baseline. Raptors with two breaks in July. It's a less chaotic month for Wisconsin Rapids, having the first and second off and getting those 3 days off from July 22nd through the 24th for the All-Star break, which is in Mankato, Minnesota this season. ISG Field, the Moondogs. Just 2 years removed from the Raptors hosting here in Wisconsin Rapids in 2022. The next 1-2 home from Perello. Breaking ball got him to chase. Down on strikes for the third straight time is Nisus. It's the second out of this eighth inning. Drew Berrigan's 0-for-3 in this contest. The second baseman and opening day shortstop for Fondi popped out to Kyler McIntosh in the first to retire the side, grounded out to third and the fourth, and his last trip was an exciting thrill defensively for Raptor fans. Leading off second is Kuwe, is starting him off with a breaking ball right down the heart of the plate is Perello. It was a diving grab from Aiden Teal in center field against Berrigan in the sixth inning, made the second out of the frame. Two highlight reel plays defensively for the University of Virginia product, now in his third game with the Raptors. Perello set first base side of the rubber. Six on the pitch clock. Two looks to second. The 0-1 runner takes off for third. This one misses up top. Throw down to third base for Maffey is not in time. Beat first safely is Kuwe. He's 90 feet away from scoring with a 1-1 count on Drew Berrigan. Defense back to regular depth for the Raptors. Most important out is the one in the box right now with Drew Berrigan. The 1-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner is called a strike. How about the off-speed accuracy from Perello here in these last couple of hitters? He's ahead 1-2. We'll need some more winter magic, as Colin Kapoor likes to say here tonight. The Raptors want to break the four-game losing skid. 1-2 breaking ball in on the hands. Chopped on the ground over to second. McElfatrick will glove and throw to first in time to retire the side. Perello faces one over the minimum. Here in the eighth inning, we head to the home half, 5-6-7. Due up from historic Witter Field on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher into the ballgame. It's the bottom of the eighth inning from historic Witter Field. That's Douche Mujual, the second, the right-hander from Valparaiso University in DePere, Wisconsin, entering the fray for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, leading your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors by a score of 3-0. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Right, Civic Media apps. Either way, it's here on locally grown radio for the 30th time on our 72-game slate here this summer. Walker Buchanan to lead off the inning against Mujual, the second. Walker's 0-for-3 tonight. For Deuce, this will be his eighth outing of the season for Fondi. First pitch to Buchanan, a breaking ball missing low. 10 innings pitched for Musial the second. 1-1 record and a 4.5 ERA and a 1.3 whip. Last worked an inning of scoreless and hitless baseball against Lakeshore on the 23rd in a 13-5 victory. 1-0 pitch, shot the other way by Buchanan into right field. Shapiro will camp underneath to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Nick Perry warming up down the left field line for Wisconsin Rapids. Michael Perrello working a scoreless top of the eighth inning. His first inning worked at home here in Wisconsin Rapids. Trotter Boston has reached once here tonight on an error in the fourth inning. Other than that, a couple of outs recorded off the bat of the Raptor DH. First pitch from Musial, the second of Boston. A fastball missing the inside corner for ball one. Schaefer on deck. McIntosh will follow. For the right-hander, Austin Cutts, two hitless and scoreless innings out of the Fondi bullpen tonight. Didn't walk or strike out a Raptor hitter through 36 pitches. 1-0 to Boston, in on the hands, bloops this one in the air, foul territory, third base side. It has enough hang time for the third baseman, Cootway, to scurry over and make the grab. Two up, two down out of the pen for Musial the second here in the eighth inning. Grayson Schaefer has reached once tonight in three plate appearances. That was the five-pitch walk that he drew with two outs in his last time up in the sixth inning. The bottom third of the Raptor order we go, and it'll be up to this third. Raptors want to chip away at their 3-0 deficit here. Only four outs left to play with. First pitch to Schaefer, misses low and away for ball one. Musial the second worked in the home opener against the Raptors. On May 28th, the 7-4 win for Fond du Lac. Struck out three, walked two, faced five hitters. Did not allow a hit or a run. 1-0 pitch misses to Schaefer on a breaking ball. Now two balls and no strikes. From Musial in that one, he worked in the sixth inning. The 2-0 pitch, a fastball missing away off the outer edge. Now three balls and no strikes on Schaefer. Look at Perrello's scoreless inning. It was on 20 pitches. So we'll see if the UC Irvine product gets another frame or if it will go to Nick Perry up in the bullpen right now. 3-0 fastball catches the top of the zone from Musial the second. And it's now 3-1. Six total arms used tonight between Douglas Coe and Kirk Schreider. It's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball ripped on the ground over to short, backhanded by Canterbury. Gathers, throws the first in time. The hot shot off the bat of Schaefer is not rewarded. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Deuce Musial the second. Out of the Fondi bullpen, we're through eight in Wisconsin Rapids. Nick Perry will enter the fray when we return at historic Witter Field in just a couple of minutes on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Plover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Nick Nick Perry deployed into this ballgame. It's the top of the ninth from historic Witter Field. 3-0 the score in the first of four straight contests between your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors and the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you on WFHR. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Fondy. No runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 of those runs for the Dock Spiders coming in the top of the first. A 2-run blast to right center field off the bat of the 3-hole hitter and designated hitter, Parker Knoll, his 3rd long ball of the season. Another run for the Dock Spiders added after Preston Knott reached on a base hit and scored on a wild pitch. 7-8-9 due up for the Dock Spiders. First pitch from the new pitcher, Nick Perry, misses away for ball one. Perry working in his 7th ball game of the season. Last through 2 innings 5 days ago here at home against the Madison Mallards in that 12-10 victory. 1-0 delivery, misses the inside corner, or so I thought. Nice delivery from Perry. Another fake out here from Tyler Melhop, the home plate umpire. Count evens at 1-1. 1-1 record with a save for Perry. 7 2/3 innings pitch for the Colorado State Pueblo product so far. A heavy fastball there on the 1-1 that blows Canterbury away to make it a 1-2 count. Canterbury 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out in the 2nd, lined out in the 4th, grounded out in the 6th. Perry looks into Matthew, comes set. The right-hander has his decision for the 1-2. This one skied in the air center field. Teal coming in on it. It's going to drop for a base hit. The shortstop, Canterbury, is aboard for the first time tonight. A leadoff single in the top of the 9th inning. For Michael Perrello and his Wisconsin Rapids home debut, an inning thrown, no hits, no runs, walked one, and struck out 1 on 20 pitches. Voss, Parmer, Perrello, and now Perry, all right-handers for Mike Spears' pitching staff tonight. Out of the 8th spot, Cade Sikoski has reached twice on an error in the 5th and singled to lead off the 7th. Leading off first, Canterbury being held on by McGuire. The first pitch to Sikoski misses downstairs for ball 1. Perry hoping to keep it here at a 3-0 contest, and when the Raptors return to the plate in the home half of the 9th, for last call, it'll be 8-9-1, McIntosh, Teal, and Owen McElfatrick. The 1-0 pitch, fastball missing down and away, now 2 balls and no strikes on the Fond du Lac backstop. Noah Chubb, the starter this evening for Fondy. 5 innings of scoreless baseball, 4 hits allowed for the right-hander from Embry Riddle Aeronautical on 77 pitches. He walked 2 and struck out 2 Raptor hitters. 2-0 pitch, runner takes off, this one misses high. Matthews' throw down to 2nd is not in time. Another high throw from Matthew on a breaking ball out of the hand of Perry. It is a 3-0 count on the hitter in the box. Sikoski in a stolen base of 2nd for Canterbury. Runner out in scoring position for the bottom 2 spots in the Fondy order. Let's see if they can come through. Austin Cutts, 2 innings of hitless and scoreless baseball as well to follow Chubb. No walks or strikeouts. On 36 pitches, the 3-0. This is low and away, a 4-pitch walk drawn from Sikoski. Runners on 1st and 2nd with nobody out here in the 9th. Leaving 1 on an inning ago for Fondy. The Dock Spiders have left 5 on the bases here tonight. The Raptors have left 10. They've been drawing their walks, they've been collecting knocks, 4 of them to be exact. Very quick mound visit with Jack Matthew and Nick Perry. We're ready to go here with the 9-hole hitter and left fielder of Fond du Lac, Preston Knott. Knott, 1-for-3, had that single and scored the game's most recent run in the 5th. Schaefer playing in at 3rd, anticipating a bunt from Knott, not showing bunt on the first pitch. Instead, he slaps a base hit up the middle in front of Aiden Teal in center. Getting the wave around from 3rd is Canterbury. The throw to the plate is up the line. It's an RBI single for Preston Knott in a multi-hit game for the Northwestern product. 4-0 Fond du Lac. The 2nd on the base knock is Sikoski. That's where he'll stay. Trying to add insurance here is Fondy in the